1. Alone Against the Jungle. Listening 1.
We flew over the Andes and had a meal. Then I looked out of the window again, but I couldn't see much. It was only 11:30 in the morning, but the sky was very dark. I looked for the dark green trees of the jungle, but I couldn't see them. I could only see dark clouds. Suddenly, the plane jumped, and my case fell onto the floor. I tried to pick it up.
Leave it, and stay in your seat. This isn't going to be an easy flight.
The plane rolled to one side and a passenger screamed. A voice came from the loudspeaker.
Will all passengers please stay in their seats and fasten their seatbelts?
I looked out of the window again. We were still in thick black cloud. Then the rain started. Suddenly, there was a flash of lightning.
Alone Against the Jungle. Listening 2.
Where is my mother? I looked at the empty seat from the plane. Is she still alive? Is she near here? Perhaps she is hurt. I must find her. Then I thought sadly, perhaps she died in the crash, and I'll never see her again. What will my father do? I thought of my father, my kind, clever father. I must find the way home. My father will need me. Perhaps he has lost his wife. He mustn't lose his daughter, too. Then I heard his voice in my head.
Find a river, Suzanne. Find a river. Rivers are the roads of the jungle. Find a river.
Alone Against the Jungle. Listening 3.
Suddenly, I heard a new sound, the best sound in the world, planes. I heard planes in the sky. I forgot the flies and shouted, "Hello? Help! Hello?" But they couldn't see me, and they couldn't hear me. I was under the thick green trees. I couldn't see the planes. I could only hear them. "Help!" I shouted. "Help! Hello!" Slowly the noise died away and I was alone again. But I was happier. I could walk. I wasn't hungry. I could drink from the clear stream. There was still hope. Perhaps they will come back tomorrow, I thought.
Alone Against the Jungle. Listening 4.
Suddenly, I heard voices. Men's voices.
Hello. Who's sitting there? Who are you?
Three young Indian hunters hurried up to me. Hello? I've lost my way home.
Tell us, who are you? Where's your home? You are very sick. We must take you home.
I was in a plane. It crashed on Christmas Eve. I fell from the sky, and now I'm trying to find Prakalpa. My father is waiting for me.
Young woman, that was a terrible crash. All the passengers are dead. We heard the news on the radio. That was on Christmas Day. Have you been alone in the jungle for 10 days?
10 days? Was it 10 days? But can't you see? I'm alive! They laughed then, and I laughed with them. But we did not laugh much. I was very sick, and we all knew it.
Come on.
We must find a doctor.
They picked me up and carried me to the hut. They took a clean metal knife and dug a lot of fat maggots out of my flesh. They washed me and gave me some food. But I wasn't hungry and couldn't eat much. Then they took me to the boat. I sat between the hunters in their little boat. I was very weak and very tired, but I felt happy. I'm safe now, I thought. I'm not alone against the jungle. I lay between cool white sheets. My head felt better, and I still had my right arm. The door opened, and the doctor came in.
You have a visitor.
He went to the door.
She's just woken up. You can come in.
My father came into the room.
Suzanne. Oh, Suzanne.
I could not speak. Father. And my eyes filled with tears. For the first time since the crash, I started to cry.